Monday, February 26th. How interpreters take notes. I've been working as an in-house Korean English interpreter at our company for over 15 years now. Unlike simultaneous interpretation, consecutive interpretation requires interpreters to take notes on what the speaker is saying in real time. Then, based on these notes, they must interpret right after the speaker finishes. If what the speaker says is too lengthy, it becomes hard to commit everything to memory. That's why each interpreter uses their own symbols to take notes in their own way. They try to capture the essence to remember the original content and logic. Each interpreter has their own set of symbols for note-taking. Of course, using too many symbols can lead to confusion instead. Such efficient note-taking is one of the essential skills for an interpreter. Dialogue practice.
Interpreters seem to take a lot of notes when they work.
Yes, that's right. They jot down what the speaker says.
So they write everything in shorthand?
Not exactly. They create symbols to write down mostly the core content and logic.
Ah, I see.
That kind of note-taking is one of the essential skills for consecutive interpretation.